fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver! Away!
The sun was high overhead as the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto rode slowly through a lush valley that was studded with trees and gigantic boulders. The western boundary of the valley was a gentle slope, but the eastern side was a sheer cliff that rose above the tallest trees, then sloped back to form Bear's Head Mountain. Tonto suddenly signaled for a halt.
Wait. Me look at ground.
What did you see, Tonto?
Here.
Ready, big fella. What is it, Kemosabe?
Take a look at ground. You see?
Footprint. Moccasin.
Indian make print. Here, other print.
Is there anything wrong about an Indian being here?
Maybe plenty wrong, Dan.
Tonto, that's a fresh footprint.
That right.
The Indian who made it must be nearby.
Maybe him hide back a rock or tree.
Haven't the Indians a right to be in this valley?
No, Dan. A detachment from Fort Briggs came here and drove the Indians north. The Indians agreed to stay north of Trigger Creek.
Where's that?
Half a day's ride from here.
Look!
Arrow.
It hit tree. Just miss you.
Came from over there. We'll see about it.
Be careful.
Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger charged directly at the rock ahead. As he neared the place from which the arrow had been fired, an Indian broke from cover and ran.
Not so fast!
The masked man loosed the noose of his lasso and whirled it overhead. As he closed in on the fleeing redskin, the rope snaked out.
Hold, Silver, forward, hold! I want to talk to you.
Miko!
We'll see about that.
No kill! No kill, Miko!
I'm not going to kill you.
Golly, you sure caught him neat.
Otto. Isn't this a member of White Eagle's tribe?
That right.
Amigo, White Eagle, him close. White Eagle come back at evil spirit.
How many men with White Eagle?
All Indian come back. Them fight evil spirit.
Golly, what does he mean?
Ula, tanekuse long jaminev natum, bajatule.
Why is he pointing to the Bearside Mountain?
Majata noto, wakule.
You know what he's saying, Tonto?
Wait. Ula said eso, ung penuku.
Batenuku, la ung hado tena, Kaulo Lang Meto.
Him say Indian come back to valley. Indian back of nearby tree, back of nearby rock. Wait here for evil spirit to come out of mountainside.
Kulatineke, me go.
We not let you go. Other Indian come.
I'll take the rope off of him. Ask him how he knows about the evil spirits that are coming out of the mountain.
Muklak tenerpu. Reno take.
Kasade losun. Gula majasata.
I wish I understood Indian talk.
Him say soldier tell him.
There you are. Go.
Asona.
Golly, look at him go.
He has friends hidden in those trees, Dan. I caught sight of a few of them while Tonto was talking.
Oh.
They were watching to see what we did with the prisoner.
What was that talk about evil spirits?
Indian think evil spirit come out of side of mountain.
Well, if they're going to wait for anyone to come out of that cliff...
They won't have long to wait.
They won't? What do you mean?
Dan, within a short time, the face of that cliff will break open. Men will come into this valley.
Golly.
Engineers have been working from the other side of Bear's Head Mountain for a long time. They're tunneling through so the railroad won't have to go all the way around the mountain.
Indian think fella who come from mountain, evil spirit.
Then they'll kill the engineers as soon as they break through.
Troopers from Fort Briggs persuaded White Eagle to keep his tribe north of Trigger Creek so there wouldn't be trouble when the engineers get here.
And now the Indians are back in the valley.
And that means trouble.
Indians say soldier tell them to come back and fight evil spirit from mountain.
We got to find out about that, Tonto. You and Dan follow the trail to the eastern slope of the mountain. You'll find a construction camp. Now, the engineer in charge of the tunnel is named Sam Easterly. I'll join you in his camp.
Where are you going?
It's supposed to be a lookout post on the top of the mountain, Dan. Troopers were to be stationed there to watch this valley. I'm going to see if they know that the Indians have returned.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Late afternoon when the Lone Ranger reached the lookout post. A man in a trooper's uniform stepped from a small army tent.
Oh, Silver, oh boy, whoa.
Hold on there, mister. Keep your hands away from your guns.
Steady, big fella.
You're not alone at this post, are you?
Of course not.
Who is it, Bart? Mask.
Shorty, I've told you to put on your jacket when you step out of the tent.
Oh, Bart.
What kind of a trooper are you? Now get it on.
Oh, all right.
Well, stranger, what do you want here? What's the idea of the mask?
I thought there were four men on duty here.
Yeah, two of us are out hunting. Yeah, you didn't ride all the way here just to calm noses, did you?
No, I came to see if you men were all right.
Sure we're all right. What made you think different?
I just came from the valley.
Well?
Here, Bart. Hope you're satisfied.
Yeah, that's better. Button that top button.
Oh, all right, all right.
Why, that's a...
What were you going to say about the valley, mister?
I just came from there.
He already said that.
Oh, Bart, the Indians told me that a soldier sent them back to the valley.
The Indians told you that?
Yes. You should have warned them about talking to strangers. I might have been opposed to you.
Hey, Bart, is this gent working with us?
Just who are you, mister?
Now, look here. If I wanted you to know me, I wouldn't wear a mask.
You didn't bring any cash for us, did you?
No, not yet.
Hey, how soon did we get paid off?
Well, what was the agreement?
Well, we was to get half our money as soon as the payroll arrived. The rest when the tunnel gang was wiped out.
Didn't you know about the deal, mister?
Oh, I'm not handling the payoff. I just came to check on a few things.
Yeah?
Did you have any trouble with the real troopers?
Nah, we caught them by surprise.
Mm. Where are they now?
Where are they? Why, we've...
Shut up, I'll do the talking, Shorty. This gent had better answer some questions.
But he's with us, Bob.
I ain't so sure.
Did you kill the trooper?
That's for me to
answer
say.
Answer me.
As long as I hold this carbine.
I'll change that.
Hey, Bart. Oh. So that's it, huh? I'll show you.
Quiet.
This time I'll
Haven't
get
you had you. Enough?
I can't breathe.
You just knocked the wind out of you.
My stomach.
You'll be all right by the time I get your partner rope.
You knocked him out.
He shouldn't have reached for a six gun.
I don't see why you turned on us. I thought you was on our side.
I'm on the side of the troopers who were here. What happened to them?
How do you know we ain't them?
Your uniform.
Huh?
When you two put on the troopers' uniforms, you got the coat of a sergeant. I knew there was something wrong when you took orders from Bart. The sergeant doesn't take orders from a private.
Oh, if that doggone sergeant only been big instead of small.
Your turn to be tied. Put your hands in back.
What are you going to do with us?
That depends on how you answer questions. Well, I want straight answers. Who else is in your outfit?
There's just us two up here.
Bart said there were two more.
He only said that so you'd think twice before you started something.
Oh, I'll check on that when I inspect the tent. What happened to the real troopers?
I tried to tell Bart not to kill them.
Bart killed them?
Yeah. He shot both of them from ambush. He was afraid they'd see the Redskins moving back into the valley.
Yeah.
That rope's tight.
You made the Indians think evil spirits are to come out of the mountain. The Indians will massacre the engineers.
Well, it wasn't my scheme. Honest, it wasn't.
Whose idea was it?
Bart worked it out with Summon and Sam Easterly's outfit. Every one of the tunnel builders is 6 months' pay coming.
And dead men can't collect pay.
That's it. Oh, I wish I'd never got mixed up in this deal.
What's the name of the man who's double-crossing Sam Easterly?
I don't know. Bart never told me. You can't do anything about it. Now it's too late. Easterly figures to break through into the valley tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Are you sure?
Yeah. And then the Redskins will take charge of things. Maybe you can make Bart tell you who's in on the deal.
I can't wait for him to regain consciousness.
Where are you going?
I've got to warn Sam Easterly.
But it's an all-day trip to that camp. You'll never make it in the dark.
I can try, Steady Silver.
But those trails...
One Silver!
Through the twilight hours, the Lone Ranger made good time on the steep and narrow trail down the eastern slope of Bear's Head Mountain. It was a dangerous trip under the best of conditions, and one that everyone avoided after dark. But the masked man had to go on. He let the reins go slack and left it to the instinct of the gallant Silver to carry him safely through the night. Sam Easterly's men were ready to start work at daybreak. They were gathered at the tunnel's entrance, waiting for Easterly to finish a discussion with an assistant.
I've got to take your word for it, Baker.
I know what I'm talking about, Mr. Easterly. I've had scouts reporting to me. There are no Indians in that valley.
But why did that Indian and the boy Dan Reed come to camp last night and say they'd seen Indians in the valley?
I'll tell you why. The trouble with you, Mr. Easterly, is that you think everyone's as square as you are.
Now, what do you mean?
You don't look for underhanded dealing.
I don't understand.
The railroad men agreed to pay a bonus if the tunnel was through to the valley ahead of time.
Yes.
The boys can put the tunnel through and win that bonus today. On the other hand, if you send men to check on that story about Indians, you lose 2 or 3 days and not get the bonus.
Then you think Jackson of the railroad is the one who sent word about the Indians to delay it?
Sure. He's a penny pincher. He'd like to do us out of the bonus.
That settles it.
Hey, boys. This is the big day, boys. According to the calculations, we can be through to the valley in a couple of hours of digging.
What about our pay? Yeah.
The cash has arrived, boys. Baker has it locked in the safe. Break that tunnel through, then you get paid for the past 6 months.
And a cash bonus besides.
Now, you wait. Wait. You not let fella go through the valley.
I'm running the job, Redskin.
You keep out of this, Redskin.
Go to it, boys. Get in there and dig for daylight and win yourself a bonus.
No. No, you not go. Wait. Hear what masked man say.
Hold on there.
Look at that horse. Who's the masked man? Where'd he come from?
Hold still, hold on, steady. Whoa.
Now listen to masked man.
Are you Sam Easterly?
Yes.
Keep your men out of that tunnel. Indians are waiting for them.
You can save your breath, mister. We know all about the scheme to delay this job. Go on, boys, get to work.
Wait, listen to me.
We'll listen to no one, least of all a masked man. We're finishing our tunnel.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. The Lone Ranger found that the tunnel builders were determined to proceed in spite of his warning. He nudged Silver.
Come on.
The great horse leaped ahead.
Look out, you crazy galoot! You want to kill us?
Look out for that horse! Watch those horses!
The Lone Ranger forced the men back as he guided Silver between the workers and the entrance of the tunnel.
All of you, keep back.
Put those guns down.
What's the idea? Who's here?
You'll regret this.
Who hired you to block our job?
Listen to me.
Why should we listen to a masked man?
White Eagle's tribe is in the valley.
You finish this tunnel, every one of you will be massacred.
A likely story.
You can verify
it. Sure, we can verify it. While it's just a half mile through the tunnel to the valley, it's half a day to the valley by going around the mountain. By the time we proved you a liar, it'll be too late to win that bonus.
Yeah, that's right.
Boys, this is a scheme to cheat you.
There is a scheme, but it isn't one to cheat you. It's a scheme to murder you so you can't collect your pay. Someone in this camp is after a 6 months' payroll.
That's a good one. The only trouble is no one will believe such a yarn.
Just a minute, Baker. Quiet down, boys. Let's hear more from that masked man. After all, he might be telling the truth.
Don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Easterly. You can take my word. There's no redskins in the valley. My word against a masked man you don't know.
I'll take Baker's word.
Let's rush him. Let's get him out of the way.
I try it. Come on, start rushing me. Who'll be the first to get a bullet?
Don't shove me.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy.
Doesn't anyone want to try it? Come over here, Tonto.
Now, see that? He's in cahoots with that Indian.
What are we to do about it, Baker? I don't hanker to get shot.
Well, maybe we'd better listen to him, Baker.
Boys, let's move over to the bunkhouse and hold a meeting. We'll figure out something to do.
Good idea.
Tonto, there's no use trying to explain anything to those men.
That right.
Where's Dan?
Him right east.
East?
Last night we come here, tell story to Easterly, and fella named Baker. Baker not believe it.
Baker? That's a foreman.
That right. Time plenty short, so Tonto tell Dan to ride east. Him ride all night to Fort.
Fort Briggs?
Him go tell trooper about White Eagle.
Good.
Now what you find at lookout?
Yeah, the troopers up there had been killed. They left the murderers tied up. They were working with someone down here.
Maybe Baker.
I'm sure the man is Baker. He lied when he said he knew there were no Indians in the valley.
And what we do?
We'll stay here at the mouth of the tunnel. Keep the men out as long as possible. I wonder what Baker and the men are planning.
We gotta do something.
Yeah, time's passing, so is our chances for that bonus.
What'll we do, Baker?
Boys. Boys, I have a plan to get that masked man and his Indian pal away from the tunnel. Wait a minute. Joe, you and Lefty go over to the powder shed and get some fuse and a couple of pounds of powder.
Well, what'll we do, Baker? Blow him out of the way?
Yeah. Here, take this tin can and fill it with blasting powder.
Right. Come on, Joe.
Yeah. Cut off about a foot of fuse. That'll be enough.
Right.
Now, Baker, just a minute.
Leave it to me, Mr. Easterly. I know how to deal with these mountain owl hoots.
I don't want any killing.
We won't have to go that far. You'll see how we handle men in this part of the country.
Perhaps I should never have tackled a job in the West.
When those two see that we can light the fuse and toss the blasting powder their way, they'll change their minds about keeping the boys from work.
Baker, tell me one thing.
Yeah?
Are you sure the masked man isn't telling the truth?
Boss, you've got my word. There's no redskins in the valley. Just leave things to me. You'll walk clear through your tunnel before sundown.
Hello. You see what Baker's doing?
Him fix fuse to blasting powder.
We can't argue with that stuff.
That's right. And what we do?
What time did Dan set out for Fort Briggs?
Just after dark last night.
I see.
It not far to Fort.
The troopers believed him and started out. They'd be here by this time.
That's right.
We hadn't better count on help from the fort.
And what we do?
We'll hold the tunnel as long as possible.
Not long.
Oh, look at Baker. He knows he's holding trump cards.
Now trouble starts.
Hey, I told you. Now, we don't want to hurt you, mister. But we aim to go into that tunnel.
That's bold talk, Baker.
I guess you know what I have here. You saw the boys get it from the powder shed.
Blasting powder, isn't it?
Right. 2 pounds of it. Enough to move several tons of rock.
Quite enough.
Enough to move you and that Indian.
And if you shoot Baker, one of the rest of us will light that fuse and toss the powder under your horses.
I see.
Now move aside. Let these men go to work. Or I'll light the fuse and let the powder move you.
Easterly.
You heard what Baker said.
Are you ready to take the responsibility for killing Tonto and me?
It's in Baker's hands. I'm an Easterner. I'm not used to dealing with owl hoots.
Is your payroll in Baker's hands, too?
It's locked in the safe.
And we figure to finish our job so as we can get our pay tonight.
That's all right. Now make up your mind. What are you going to do?
Come this way, Tonto. Move aside.
That's it!
Go ahead, man. Go into the tunnel. Break through.
Come on, boys. Right. Come on. Bring the tools.
Here's where we finish our job. Bonus will be waiting for you. Go on, boys.
We'll be back for sundown.
Good for you, Baker. You
show them. I'm glad you moved aside, stranger. I didn't want Baker to use that powder.
Lost your nerve, huh?
Oh, not quite, Baker.
You'd better get moving.
We intend to. You and Easterly are moving with us.
Where?
Very big fella.
You follow us and lead the horses, Toto.
Now, see here,
Stop that powder, Baker. You won't need it.
There's nothing more you can do. The men have
gone. There's a lot we can do. We intend to do it. Drop the powder. That's it. Now get going. Follow your men into the tunnel.
The tunnel? We can't leave this camp unguarded.
You're going to. I tried to tell you that Indians were waiting to massacre the men when they entered the valley.
Baker, you told me...
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Maybe you'll change your story when you realize that you're to be one of those who die. Start walking, Baker. Men are working pretty fast, aren't they, Baker?
Of course they are.
We stay back here, the men won't notice us. When they break through to the valley, you two will follow them.
I won't stand for this. I'm going to call the boys.
Keep quiet.
All right, all right. Get that knife away from my side.
The minutes dragged as the Lone Ranger kept his gun on Sam Easterly and Baker. Baker's face was dark with rage, but he showed no sign of fear. Easterly finally drew out his watch.
We've been here over an hour. How much longer do we have?
As long as it takes for the men to break through to the valley, Easterly.
The Lone Ranger kept a sharp watch on Baker's face. He wondered if the man's nerves were strong enough to withstand the ordeal. There was a slight trace of nervousness when Baker broke a long silence.
2 hours.
Men are getting near the valley, near the savages.
Baker, you said you were sure there were no Indians in this valley.
I did.
One of you knows that Indians are there.
That's not true.
We'll see, Baker.
After the momentary weakness, Baker seemed to regain his poise. The Lone Ranger's guns were holstered, but he stood ready to draw at any second. When he saw beads of perspiration stand out on Baker's forehead, he said,
"It's nearly noon.
Look,
You want the men to quit work, Baker?"
Why, no. No, of course not.
Have you ever seen what happens to the victims of an Indian massacre?
Another hour dragged, and then, as the second hour after noon advanced, the masked man saw what he'd been waiting for. He saw Baker begin to crack under the strain.
2 o'clock. Sometime between now and sunset.
Look, if you think there are Indians in the valley...
Baker, what's the matter with you?
You know whether there are Indians or not, don't you, Baker?
You assured me that there were none, Baker.
I
can see daylight!
That's it. A few minutes, there'll be a large opening. Large enough for the men to go through, or for Indians to come through.
Stop! Stop that work! Joe, Hank, boys, don't dig any further. Stop that work!
Come on, Easterly.
What's the matter? What are you doing here?
Here comes Easterly in the mask man.
Don't break through. Stop everything. The Indians are waiting in the valley.
What's that?
Baker.
It's true. True. They're here. The Indians will kill all of us.
And you knew it all the time.
I can't face those savages.
And the masked man was right.
Why, you dirty buttering buzzard?
I'll fix you.
That wasn't necessary, Easterly.
He had it coming to him.
He has a rope coming.
Boss, what about the tunnel? Ain't we to go through to the valley?
No. We'll have to forget the bonus, boys. You can thank that rat on the floor for losing the bonus.
What's that?
Hey, that sounds like a bugle.
Toto, let me get over to that small opening.
Is that gunfire?
Yes.
In the valley?
Yes. Go on with your work.
The troopers are in the valley. They'll take care of the Indians.
Troopers, can bring them.
Instead of going to the camp, they came directly here.
You mean it's all right? We can pursue?
Go ahead.
Come on, boys. Let's make it fast so we can see the troopers. Chase the Redskins back where they come from. Come on, boys.
And you take charge of this prisoner, eh, Captain?
Glad to, Easterly. Glad to. He's to go on 12 with the two men on top of the mountain.
I guess every one of my men owes his life to you, Captain. If you and your troopers hadn't arrived,
well,
I don't know...
Well, you can thank that lad who came to the fort and told us.
Yes, where is he?
Well, he's over there with a masked man, an Indian. I thought we'd chased all the Indians.
Oh, that's Tonto. He won't need to chase him. He and the masked man were on our side.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.